We'll go ahead and get started. Up first will be Stanford head coach David Shaw.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Gary Klein, the LA Times.
Hi, David. Hey, you have had experience with this in terms of playing a team twice in the same season. What are the challenges inherent when that happens?
Well, you know, you get used to playing someone a year after you play them, so you take everything you see with a grain of salt and knowing that their team has changed, your team has changed, but playing the same year, you guard against thinking that the same thing that worked last time is going to work this time. You reevaluate your original plan, see what worked, what didn't work, and then you know, try to find you know, in all three phases, something that you can be successful with again, but also realizing that they may change things based on what worked last time. So it's a bit of a chess match, but the hardest chess match is the one that you have with yourself, not necessarily with the with the opponent.
In terms of how USC has changed at all over the last, since the last time you played them, what do you see a change in them? And if so, what exactly is it?
Well, I think the biggest one is what everybody sees is they're running the ball more. They've got good backs to do it. They've got a big physical offensive line. Not as many of the spread concepts, but at the same time they're still all there because they've got very good skill players and they want to get the ball in their hands. They've got a very accurate quarterback with a quick release, so yeah, they always mix those other plays in there, but they want to be physical. They want to run the ball, and that's really shown.
Thank you.
And your next question comes to the line of Kevin Gimble, ESPN.com.
Coach, what's made Ramon Wright such a good short yardage back?
You know, he has all of the tools. You know, first and foremost, he's got a great low center of gravity. He's got powerful legs. he drives his legs on contact. But on top of that, he's got an unbelievable feel, right? He's got to make split-second decisions because we'll run the same play against the same defense three different times, and he'll do three different things because he has a feel for the blocks. And sometimes it's, hey, stay low, stay on the ground, and drive your legs. Sometimes it's jump straight. Sometimes it's jump slightly leaning to the right or to the left. Sometimes it's bounce one hole out and then jump, or bounce one hole out and then go low. There are so many things because we can't prepare him for everything. Once again, we run a lot of plays that nobody else runs, so we don't know on game day even what we're going to see. So to have a guy with such great vision and instincts has really made that world go so well. And I told him, you know, I told the guys last night, I mean, he's the best in the country that I've seen at what he does. It's phenomenal every single week.
And beyond what he does, obviously the line and the extra linemen have to do their part too. Is there a mentality that goes with being a short yardage team like that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of people will still try to spread you out on third and one, but when we don't, we'll put it on the offensive line. We believe in those guys. We believe in our scheme. We've got very good people that are specialists at what they do, and we give them opportunities to do that. And I think they like the fact that it's on their shoulders, and they have to move people. They have to create a running lane. And Ramon's got to do something on his own. I think he likes that, putting that on his shoulders, that he's got to make the play, make a great decision, and get the first down.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
And your next question comes from the line of Joey Kaufman, Orange County Register.
Hey, David.
Hello.
You've had a lot of good offensive linemen kind of run through Stanford over the years. How is kind of Kyle Murphy compared to some of the guys you've had before?
You know, he's up there with those guys. you know, hate to rank him, but mm-hmm. There's definitely an upper echelon, and he's one of those when you watch him play that, and he's got a future at the next level. You know, DeCastro and Jonathan Martin and, you know, David Yankee and Cameron Fleming and a lot of those guys have been good college football players that have translated their games to the next level, and I think he'll be one of those guys.
He moved to left tackle for you guys this year. How did you feel that switch went from him moving from the right side to the left side?
I think it was good. I think he's shown the ability to do both. And, you know, not that we just train guys for the NFL, but heard a lot from the NFL scouts to where, you know, being able to show that versatility is great. Because usually when you come in as a rookie, you know, you're not starting right tackle or starting left tackle. You've got to be, you know, at the best sometimes you're the third tackle, and you've got to be ready to play either side. So showing that ability to be efficient and good at both, I think, helps a lot.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And your next question comes from the line of Daniel Usman, U.S. Today.
David, was there anything from that game against USC earlier in the season that gave you guys a boost, or you feel like you took from it something that you've carried throughout the season?
I could just lie to you, but I don't want to do that. Since we're about to play them again, I kind of don't want to say. You know, not specifically, but just the fact.
I mean, as much as anything, like a belief or anything.
But it was going into a hostile environment. I mean, that stadium's a tough place to play. They're a very good football team, and you know, go back to week one where you went on the road and didn't play well on the road, and they come back and win a game against a good football team on the road. That, as much as anything, kind of helped the guys. You know, hey, we can do this. We can play our best in a tough environment.
When you look at their offensive line and the way they're running the ball and the line is playing, do you at all smile or appreciate what they're doing, despite the fact you sort of have to contend with them this week?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it's a football that I always appreciate and have a lot of respect for. And when you got the guys to do it up front and to be physical and establish the running game, it's what we've always believed in. And I think they're doing a really good job of doing it. And then to be able to do it with multiple backs that have their own special skill set and they can rotate those guys and keep them fresh, I think it's a good thing to watch, just watching as a football coach.
And your next question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
David, how is recruiting changed for Stanford? Most of the kids you're recruiting now don't remember, say, Stanford going 1-11 in 2006. They only remember Stanford competing for major bowl games. How has it changed through the years since you first started with Harbaugh?
Well, I think the big thing is when I was the offensive coordinator, I had a lot of East Coast areas to recruit, and I had to make sure I enunciated Stanford because they thought I would say Samford, where I was talking about Stanford, Connecticut. So just the fact that, I mean, the school itself, of course, travels worldwide, but as far as the football program goes now, they know we're coming before we're there. And a lot of times they're looking for us, which is a big thing. You know, because the great students that are good football players, they used to have an excuse not to go to a place like Stanford. And now there are a lot of excuses to go to a place like Stanford because you can be a good football player and a good student and play for championships and play in Rose Bowls and play in big games. So it's changed a lot. And the biggest thing is just, you know, instead of us trying to find them, a lot of times the recruits are finding us.
I was going to ask you about that specifically. How often do you have, say, a pretty good student in the state of Florida who basically calls you guys and say, hey, do I have a chance to get into Stanford? How often does that happen?
Oh, it happens. It happens quite a bit. Now, sadly, this is too often it happens that the answer is no, you know, because our academic standards are so high. But we do have quite a bit, and it's not just the Southeast. It's the Southeast, it's the Northeast, it's the Midwest, the Southwest, the Middle America, it's the Northwest. You know, that's why when you look at our team, I mean, we've got guys from over 30 states on the roster. And once again, a lot of times those are guys that are contacting us and saying, hey, I want to come on an official visit. You know, hey, I'd love to come to a junior day, because they are the good students who are looking for a great school to go to that also has a really good football team.
And what would you say is the biggest challenge? Every coaching situation has challenges. Building a program has a challenge. What's the biggest challenge in sustaining a program with a high level of excellence?
And I hope this doesn't sound like coach speak, but the biggest challenge is to make sure that no one is trying to sustain, because where you never stop building. I think that's gets to be part of the problem. You don't sit still. You know, you can't say, okay, we've made it, now we stop working. Because once again, every year you have a different team. Every year you've got to indoctrinate a new group of young guys. Every year you've got to get the guys who were juniors to be seniors to be your leaders and continue to reestablish the high standards of the program. So it's a constant growing, building battle that you never, ever just sustain, if that makes any sense.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And your next question comes from the line of Kyle Kingston, Athlon Sports.
Coach, for Kevin Hogan to go out in his last home game the way that he did, with him as a four-year starter and being around him for 5 years now, how special was that for you to witness that performance in his last time at home?
It was emotional. It was emotional for me in the locker room. Because you put all that together, last game in the stadium, last game in front of the fans, got a standing ovation when he ran out on the field, played really, really well. And on top of that, you throw in the opponent to where it's where his father, who passed away, went to school. It's where a lot of his family members have gone to school, that being Notre Dame. And to throw four touchdown passes and lead us on a two-minute drive that to win the game, it's one of those kind of storybook things that I know he'll remember forever.
Thank you.
And your next question comes from the line of Cal Goon, the Salt Lake Tribune.
Coach, I know you're not a huge fan of putting the cart before the horse, but, you know, I'm sure that the playoff committee is going to be watching this game. What do you kind of say to your guys about that? Do you talk about that? Do you dangle that as sort of a carrot if they, you know, have a good game, you know, that could help them get in the playoff?
I say talkers talk and players play, you know. I'm not on the committee. None of my players are on the committee. We have a football game to play, and it's up to us to play our best game and try to find a way to win it. And we're not in the decision-making deal. And, it's a lot of people want to state their case, and stating your case doesn't mean anything. What matters is playing your best brand of football. And if it's good enough, great. If it's not, fine. But the bottom line for us is we got a game to play, and we're going to try to play our best.
I don't know if you've watched that video of Clay Helton being named the USC head coach in front of the players, but does that kind of – if you've seen that, they kind of celebrate and really kind of come together over that. Do you kind of sympathize with that feeling, you know, when you were named head coach after Coach Harbaugh left? Do you connect in that way?
I didn't see the video, but I know I'm happy for him. I mean, I've heard Clay's name for a long time. One of my good friends, John Morton, coached there at USC with him and raved about him as a football coach and as a guy. I was honestly hoping that he would get the job, just because of the stability. Once again, I'm a coach's kid. I'm a lifer football coach, and I love when there's stability in the coaching profession. And USC having that stability with the guy there and the job that he's done, the respect that he has, I think it's positive for them. I think it's positive for all of us.
And just real quick follow-up, what do you kind of remember about how players reacted when you were hired and kind of carried on the stability of Coach Harbaugh's regime?
That last part, I don't know how to answer that last part. Because, once again, I don't believe in carrying anything on. I think it's It's you have to make a lot of decisions about what you do from that point on. But as far as the players, it was very well received because once again the players love stability. Also, they like what they know. I think I did have a good relationship with a lot of the players on the team, offensively and defensively. Once again, because we recruit regionally, so I had recruited a lot of those guys on defense also. So it wasn't like I was some guy coming from the outside in. I had been in a lot of their homes. I'd been around them a lot. I think there was a certain amount of respect the guys had for me, and it was a very positive thing.
Thank you.
All right, we've got time for one more question.
And your next question comes from the line of Andy Farrello, Sacramento Bee.
Hi, Coach. This game Saturday is going to be really brutal, as everybody knows, in the trenches. But it's going to be really fun to watch some of the matchups on the outside, especially when you guys have the ball with Kajust and Rector going against Marshall and Jackson or any combinations thereof. Can you kind of size that up for us, you know, how you see that and how important it might be in the outcome?
Well, I think all year we've kind of had a, our philosophy. We want to be a physical team. We want to run the football, and our receivers have to be able to do whatever we need them to do. And that's why I commend these guys for blocking as well as they've blocked this entire year. And then when called upon to make plays, they've been making plays. And there's going to be some opportunities for one-on-one, and they don't have to be 40-yard, 50-yard touchdowns. Sometimes it's got to be a five-yard catch to get a first down. This is a very talented USC secondary, very quick, very explosive. They got their hands on a lot of footballs. So I think it's up to us. We got to run good routes. We have to get open and make catches on the ball. And if we get yards after the catch, great. It's for us, we need to be efficient in the passing game and hopefully have a few explosive plays to change field position, because this is one of those teams that you gotta try to control field position, because they can eat it up.
Thank you, Coach.
Sure.
Perfect. That'll do it. David, hey, thanks for your time today, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
All right.